you know, shaped like an A. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, we really don't. We call it sawhorse. So what? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all we call it.
Something you put in a pistol. You call that a.
A bullet cartridge.
Okay, and the thing that you could use for moving bricks or something heavy like that, it's got a wheel in front and two handles.
Wheelbarrow, yeah.
And the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney.
Stove pipe?
Uh-huh.
It's a stove pipe, huh? What do you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what did people use to carry coal in?
They had a coal bucket. Let's see what they had. A coal bucket, a coal. Now, that's a special name for the thing, mm-hmm. though. Because I can remember the thing was shaped almost like an old water sprinkle pot, you know, mm-hmm. kind of. Had a spout like and, mm-hmm. but I swear I don't see because we didn't use no coal. Mm-hmm. We don't need no coal out here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is a wood area, mm-hmm. and we didn't have nothing. All the coal we used out here, we saw it out here was on the train, mm-hmm. and most people burn wood. You understand? Mm-hmm. And that I guess, but in your cities. You'll find coal, you would have found like in New Orleans or mm-hmm. say in Baton Rouge in the real downtown area of Baton Rouge years ago, they used coal. You understand? Uh-huh. But out in the rural areas, we were wood burners, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why I guess we don't know anything about much about coal. Uh-huh. But I remember seeing them, you know. Uh-huh. And they had a little flat-looking pan, little thing I think that they used to scoop it with, I believe. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing them, but I never mm-hmm. had to use one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something that I'd use for fixing my hair, I could use a comb and a...
Brush?
And if mm-hmm. I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to... What, my hair?
Fix it?
Or...
Brush it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... You'd sharpen yeah. a straight razor using a leather
strap.
What mm-hmm. about something you could sharpen a knife on?
Stone or...
What kind of stone?
Wet stone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use
what
wet stone.
What about a big thing for an axe?
Yeah, that's a... We call them a grind axe. Gosh, this is before my time, but I know we use them. I saw them. What do we call them? A grinder. What, an axe grinder? Whetstone or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. We had them. I don't remember what they called them. We called them two or three names, I know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what was a popular one.
What about something that children would play on? You take a board and it'd go up and down? Like
oh, yeah. Seesaw.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
Uh-huh. What about something you'd spin around and around?
Yeah. We had a merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Any special names for a homemade merry-go-round?
I guess so, because we made them out of sticks.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd take a log and put a nail or something down through it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what we call them. We didn't call them no merry-go-round, I know.
Did you ever hear a riding horse or flying Jenny? Or?
Yeah, riding horse.
Is that what you used to call
them? Well, we did call them that. But we didn't call them no merry-go-round. I know that. You know?
Did you ever hear of taking a board and anchoring it down at both ends and children would jump on it? Something similar to a trampoline. Did you ever hear that in this area?
Not in this area. No, we didn't. Well, let's see. I can tell you the forms of things that we had where we did. But we had that merry-go-round. We'd take a log and dig a hole in the ground mm-hmm. and stick it in there and we go in the woods and cut a pole mm-hmm. and I don't know how we got that hole through there